The environment has never played a deciding role in a presidential election, but issues such as clean air, clean water, nuclear waste, and national parks are often a critical part of how candidates define themselves and each other. This year's election campaign appears to follow that pattern. Voters are focused mostly on the war and the economy, and candidates Bush and Kerry are using environmental policy as both prop and weapon. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
President Bush and Senator Kerry unwittingly use the same line when it comes to the environment, that every day is Earth Day. Yet it was only on Earth Day that either candidate devoted their entire campaign to the subject. At a nature reserve in coastal Maine, President Bush extolled the virtues of wetlands and his less government is better approach to regulation.
But the thing I think it's very important to emphasize here is that good conservation and good stewardship will happen when people say, I'm just not going to rely upon the government to be the solution to the problem.
On the other side of the country, in steamy Houston, Senator John Kerry told thousands of university students 30 years of environmental progress is steadily being reversed.
Today, we have a president who's gone to Maine. And he went to Maine to talk about what he's doing for wetlands. Once again, they are misleading Americans, because for the last 3.5 years, this administration, this president, had a proposal that would have lost us 20 million acres of wetlands.
The pattern is more than familiar to pundits and voters alike. The Democrat accuses the Republican of not caring about clean air and clean water. The Republican accuses the Democrat of big government solutions that'll mean selling off the family farm. But there's something else at work here, because while both parties acknowledge the environment is not in the top tier of voter concerns in this election, both parties are using it to create misgivings and uncertainty. Bill McInturff, a Republican pollster and political consultant, says just look at the ad sponsored by the Sierra Club, Move On, and other interest groups. They're not about critters and trees, they're about money.
So the environmental issues are being kind of, they are used only as a setup to make a broader charge against Bush in terms of corporate special interests. And so as a consequence, there is like zero environmental debate. It's a debate about special interest influence.
Democratic pollster and consultant Celinda Lake agrees. While it's not a central issue of this campaign, she says the environment is an effective way to convey larger themes.
You know, to say that this administration is on the side of big corporations, people say, well, sure they are. What's new? To say that they're making you clean up instead of the polluters, toxic waste dumps, that starts to make people angrier and say, okay, I'm not just going to accept this. I'm going to vote on this.
And that's critical for Kerry, Lake says, because not only does he need to create doubts among swing voters, he also needs to motivate turnout among young people who respond to such themes and to convince those aligned with Ralph Nader to come over as well. So instead of talking about the value of wilderness, Kerry talks about the administration's failure to clean up toxic sites and the consequences.
Did any American write and say, we like living next to these Superfund sites where our kids may get cancer? You'd think if we were being responsible, we'd be speeding up the rate at which we're doing it. And when I'm president, we're going to reauthorize Superfund, and we're going to hold polluters accountable for the pollution that they make.
Pragmatically, the Bush campaign knows it can't change the minds of voters who say the environment is one of their top concerns. Pollsters of both parties agree these are among the most firmly aligned Democrat voters out there. The Bush campaign, however, has chosen to respond to the special interest charges, but in a way that doesn't scare off those who worry about too much government regulation. Here's the president again on Earth Day.
See, corporate America has a responsibility to the communities in which they live. They got the responsibility to tell the truth when it comes to their balance sheets, and they got the responsibility to contribute to the quality of the communities in which they live.
A voluntary and incentive approach to environmental problems sits well with those concerned about government mandates. It's a balancing act for Bush, especially with Kerry in the wings blaming him for toxic waste, just as it is for Kerry, who wants to look green enough to convince Nader's troops, but not so green that he loses points with voters who worry about trade-offs between the environment and jobs. So the candidates are using the environment as both backdrop and tool. And while for most voters, every day is not Earth Day, and the environment may not show up as a major factor in the exit polls, it is likely to play at least a subtle supporting role in the outcome next November. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.